This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. Last week I read about a mattress factory in Greenbush during the 1940s, which was made possible by the government's purchase of surplus cotton from the South and distributed to the states to help low-income families during the Depression. Genevieve Krzyzanowski-Goncharowski has only fond memories of the mattress factory. Mama and I came to town. Mama drove our car. Can you imagine a woman taking off with a kid in this old car? We didn't have a cell phone and the car was pretty unpredictable. I wonder if mothers today would do this. I was the only child that got to go that day. It was just Mama and me. We got the gray striped material and stuffed it with cotton. I held the edges of the material as Mama sewed. The needles were about so long, and she's gesturing to be about 4 inches. I had a hard time pushing it through the thick material. At noon, Mama went to one of the grocery stores and bought a loaf of bread and a small jar of cherry preserves. Can you imagine buying a loaf of sliced bread? I had never seen such a thing. I can still taste the bright cherries in those preserves. We brought that mattress we made home that day. It was my very first real mattress. My bed before that was a straw tick. Mama must have gone back, as my brother and sisters eventually got real mattresses too. Our family also had feather ticks that were used as mattresses. As we got the new mattresses, the feather ticks we had were opened up and we stripped the feathers. Mama sold them to someplace in Chicago. The feathers were used for the soldiers that were fighting in the war. I think they maybe were used for clothes and sleeping bags. Robert E. Nelson also got his first real mattress during this time. The trips we made to town were on the days the creamery was accepting cream. We brought our cream into the creamery, and any other errands we had were accomplished that same day. I had a wool fleece sheared from my pet sheep. I brought the wool to town and sold it. Grandma and I, with my wool money, went to Clay's drugstore and bought candy and firecrackers. I imagine I bought Walnettos and Skylark discs. They were my favorite candy. Just like the grandmas today, she wondered if I needed all that candy. Of course, just like kids today, I thought I did and bought it. That day, Grandma and I went to a place where we could make a real mattress. We didn't have mattresses. Just like everyone else, our mattresses were straw ticks. The building we went to was an unfinished building. The ceiling and wall weren't finished. I could see the bare studs showing. At the time, there were big bales of cotton lining the walls and probably 4 tables where people were either sewing or fluffing cotton to make their mattresses. I got a stick, maybe like a yardstick, and fluffed up layers of cotton, laying them to form my mattress. There were other kids there, and maybe many sword fights broke out using the cotton fluffing sticks. The cotton was covered with a gray or blue-white striped material called ticking. Grandma had a long needle and sewed with a thin but strong thread around the edges. The days we went to town were a special treat, and this day was extra special. I got candy, firecrackers, and my first real mattress. Maybelle Schaller Wilson also remembers making a mattress. I remember going into Greenbush to make a mattress. We probably went into town for many things. We went to a building where there were cotton bales piled around the inside walls of the building. The building wasn't very big, but it was a busy place. It was crowded with maybe 4 tables where others were pounding cotton to make their mattresses. The construction of the mattress was hard work. The long needles were difficult to put through the ticking material. We didn't mind the work, knowing we were going to own our first real mattress. Looking back on those mattresses, they weren't much by today's standards, but they were the best thing that a lot of families needed. The mattresses were only about 6 inches. The outside covering was a blue and white striped heavy material. Everybody in every family slept on straw mattresses. The straw had to be replaced every fall after harvest. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.